USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron for the first time since Biden announced a defense partnership with the UK and Australia that prompted the Aussies to cancel their partnership with the French. During a 30-minute phone call on Wednesday, Biden appeared to admit that there were missteps in the rollout of the Australian deal. In a joint statement, the leaders said that the situation would have benefited from open consultations between allies and that President Biden had made a commitment in that regard. And the Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at high risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week, which voted down the booster for the general public. Before any shots can be administered, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet on Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Investigators continue to search for the boyfriend of a social media star found dead over the weekend. Lance Pry has more.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kovalinsky on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And House Democrats have introduced a standalone bill that would provide $1 billion in funding to replenish Israel's Iron Dome air defense system, a day after removing it from a bill to fund the government through December. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At a virtual summit on Wednesday, President Biden announced that the U.S. would be making another large donation of COVID-19 vaccines to the U.N.'s COVAX program for poorer countries.
But we also know that to beat the pandemic here, we need to beat it everywhere. And I made and I'm keeping the promise that America will become the arsenal of vaccines, as were the arsenal for democracy during World War II. We've already shipped nearly 160 million doses to 100 countries, more than every other country has donated combined. America's donations of a half a billion Pfizer vaccines through COVAX that I've announced before the G7 summit in June have already begun to ship. Today, I'm announcing another historic commitment. The United States is buying another half billion doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world.
And the Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met. Their benchmark for employment, however, is not there yet. The Fed could announce its pullback on stimulus as early as November. The Fed's policymaking committee signaled that it may raise the interest rate sooner than expected in 2022. Powell also said that Congress's decision to raise the debt ceiling could change the Fed's future plans. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.